The work week is wrapping up with a weather treat across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have moved up into the 40s across much of our area, which is above normal for early winter. So we are on the mild side this afternoon, and we are looking ahead to an evening that will stay dry. So if you have something to do tonight, which many of us do this time of year, whether it be a party to go to or perhaps maybe some last-minute shopping, and we are looking at quiet weather, though I will mention that with mild temperatures this afternoon, we are doing some melting, and as temperatures drop off tonight, some icy patches will be possible. And then we have a storm to deal with later tonight into the day tomorrow. As our weather pattern does remain active, things are quickly moving and quickly changing day to day. So clouds will increase tonight. I expect precipitation to hold off until after midnight across the area. But by tomorrow morning, we will look at a light wintry mix that will be a blend of some snow, some freezing rain, and rain across the region. So some slippery spots are going to be possible late tonight into early tomorrow morning. But as the morning moves along, temperatures are expected to warm up enough that we should transition mainly over to rain. And as those temperatures do come above freezing, we should see improvement on the roadways. But there's likely to be at least a window, especially early tomorrow morning, of some slippery travel conditions. So keep that in mind if you do have plans to travel early on Saturday. The system doesn't have a great deal of moisture, so it doesn't appear that there's going to be anything very heavy, but just a little bit of ice or snow can make things a bit slick, so keep that in mind, especially first half of tomorrow. Now, moving through the day tomorrow, those showers will tend to wind down, and they're out of here by sunset, so for those who are celebrating the first night of Hanukkah, we're looking at dry conditions at sunset tomorrow, and for those who are celebrating Christmas Eve, conditions will be dry across eastern New York and western New England. And as high pressure builds in for Sunday, Christmas Day, we are also looking at mainly dry weather with partly to mostly sunny skies. So all in all, a weekend that will trend a little bit better weather-wise as it moves along. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming cloudy, dry this evening with a light wintry mix developing later at night, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a light wintry mix changing mainly to rain showers, high around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight becoming cloudy, dry early, with a light wintry mix developing later, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a light wintry mix changing mainly to rain showers, high around 40. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming cloudy, dry this evening, with a light wintry mix developing later at night, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a light wintry mix early, changing to rain showers, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight becoming cloudy, dry this evening, with a light wintry mix developing later at night, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a light wintry mix early, changing to rain showers, high around 40. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny and dry, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s north and the mid-30s for the capital region to near 40 south. On Monday, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon rain and snow showers, with a high around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.